A former Cambodian prison head under the Khmer Rouge regime was sentenced to 19 years in prison last week on July 26th. The sentence was the first ever given out by the Extraordinary Chambers in the Courts of Cambodia, or ECCC, a hybrid UN Cambodian government tribunal created 5 years ago to try senior leaders of the Khmer Rouge. The first defendant, Duch, served as head of the infamous Tuol Sleng prison, where up to 20,000 people accused of opposing the Khmer Rouge were tortured and killed. His original sentence was to last 35 years, however, 11 years were subtracted for time already served, and another 5 to compensate for illegal detention in a military prison. The public reaction to the trials has been mostly negative, with many Cambodians concerned that the sentence is not proportionate to the amount of suffering that he was responsible for. An estimated 1.7 million Cambodians were killed under Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge regime, which lasted from 1975 to 1979. The public trial of 3 Khmer Rouge leaders, including the most senior surviving leader, Nguyen Che, is expected to start in 2011. I'm joined on the phone now by 2 filmmakers whose documentary Enemies of the People is a look into what's called the heart of the killing fields in Cambodia, Rob Lemkin and Tet Sambat. Welcome to Uprising, Rob and Tet.
Hello. Hi, Sonali.
Hello. Yes.
Thanks so much for joining us. Sambat, you are a journalist based in Cambodia, and the documentary Enemies of the People is based on your work trying to uncover the history of what actually happened and why it happened. Why did you work on this? Why was this so important to you personally?
As you know, many Cambodians were killed during the Khmer Rouge. And those victims also including my family members, so the problem of the people die and kill, this problem that pushed me to go and encourage me to go and to research by myself, yes, to find out the real work behind this killing. Yes.
And you got to know and spent 10 years getting to know, befriending and interviewing Nguyen Che, who was known as Brother Number 2, second only to Pol Pot, the most senior surviving leader of the Khmer Rouge. Tell us a little bit about Nguyen Che. Who is this man and how did you get him to trust you?
Brother Number 2, Nguyen Che, he's a very secret man. Even among the Khmer Rouge, he also, yes, keep low profile. Even they know he's the second man, but maybe they thought that he's not power. But actually, he was powerful man, and he's the main person who created Cambodian communism. Yes, not Pol Pot. I can say that the main person is Nguyen Che, who created Cambodian communism, and the person who create and selects the top Khmer Rouge cadre. So after I found out information about he's the main person in the Khmer Rouge, that's why I try to get close to him. But as you know, I tried to talk to him for 3 years and still I did not get anything yet. So as you know, Nguyen Che, he's always educate people. He always use propaganda to attract
propaganda.
The people, and he know how the way to persuade the people. So that's why he takes many years, many time for me and to trust me. And so he had experience in the past. That's why he took me many years, take me around, and then. But I still try. I patient, yes, and just go again every weekend, yes, to see him, and then I hope that. One day he would tell me, at last, yeah, it's true.
Tet Sambat is a journalist. We're speaking to him from Cambodia, and he has been working on uncovering the history of the Khmer Rouge's killings. 1.7 million Cambodians killed. And his work is captured in a documentary called Enemies of the People. Also with me is the filmmaker Rob Lemkin. Rob, tell our listeners a little bit about where the killing happened and what were these killing fields that you've portrayed very visually in your documentary.
Yeah, well, the killing happened all over the country. The film that we made with Sambat and I made, is concentrated in the northwest of the country. And what happened at the time of the Khmer Rouge was that the government or the party, the Communist Party, sealed the borders of the country, so it became a completely secret state. No one could go in. No one really could go out. And what happened in the area that was Cambodia slightly depended on what particular party leaders were in charge in certain places. But the place where Sambat grew up and where his father was killed and his brother was killed as well, and of course his mother also died during this time, the place where he grew up is the northwest of Cambodia. And this is the place where there was the most intense political conflict within the party, because of course all of this violence was driven by a political conflict inside the Khmer Rouge. The violence spread out to take in all sorts of extremely innocent, totally innocent people, children, babies, all sorts of people were killed. And this place in the northwest was really the area, I think, outside of Phnom Penh, where probably most people were killed in the country at that time.
And what's remarkable about this film is the way in which Sambat befriended so many of these killers, or several of these killers in particular, also two men who ended up during the film. You see them actually meeting brother number two, Nun Che, who is the senior surviving member of the Khmer Rouge. How significant is Sambat's work in Cambodian history?
I think it's very significant indeed. I think it's quite reasonable to say that it's really the first time that a Cambodian researcher has really gone to this level of detail in being able to uncover what really happened, rather than rely on secondary information or documents. And this is what Sambat has been able to do. He's been able to talk to people in the countryside, because it was a countryside revolution. So much of the information about this very secret time of history and this secret killing and this secret regime all still resides in the countryside. And it's really only someone like Sambat who can talk to people in the countryside with the right kind of spirit. It's only someone like Sambat who can really get this kind of information. And that's what he does over the last 10 years he's been doing, and that's what he's been doing in the film. And the film is certainly significant enough for the court, the United Nations-backed court, to have taken legal steps to use the film in the trial of brother number two, Nun Che, which will start next year.
My guests are Rob Lemkin and Thet Sambat. They're the filmmakers of the documentary Enemies of the People, a remarkable documentary about the killing fields of Cambodia. 1975 to 1979, during those years, 1.7 million Cambodians were killed under Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge regime. Enemies of the People is screening at the Lumley Music Hall at 9036 Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills starting today. And I want to play an excerpt of the documentary for listeners, where Thet Sambat interviews one of the killers, who is a person that he ends up working with closely. And in this excerpt, I have to warn listeners, it's a little bit difficult to listen to. We have overdubbed it since it's not in English. One of the killers describes to Sambat how he killed, or what his experience was while doing the killing.
So tell me more about this young woman.
She had a small, thin face. Her face was small but long. Her skin was white. She was pretty. She was a garment weaver. Her skin was better than ours, who worked in the fields. She worked indoors, and she looked beautiful. She was in the last batch. We'd killed all of them except her. She grabbed my leg, screaming, "Uncle, please let me live with you." I said, "You can't stay with me." She said, "Please, just let me live with you." I said, "Will you live with me forever?" She said, "Yes, I will." She hugged my knees. Then Ang shouted at me, "What are you waiting for? Hurry up and kill her." Then I started to kill her and pushed her down into the ditch.
That's an excerpt of the documentary Enemies of the People. Tet Sambat, why were these Cambodians killed? Why did Pol Pot and Nun Che order for people to be killed in Cambodia?
This is a very complicated history. Yes, as Rob Lamkin had mentioned already, that is this internal problem we call political deep shoots among the Khmer Rouge traitors. Between the groups that support Pol Pot and the group who are again fighting Pol Pot. This problem has started very early since 1975, and that's why there are these two groups, they are fighting each other, and then it caused two innocent people kill and die. And because of this, we have the second film, yes. So the second film, it will be explained to the first film why, what is behind starvation and the killing, yes.
Rob Lemkin, can you explain the relationship between what happened in Cambodia and the U.S. war in Vietnam for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. What happened in 1969 was that the American government started to bomb areas in the east of Cambodia. This was because these areas were being used by the Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese Army, the Vietnamese communists that the American government was fighting at that time. And as that bombing went on, which was went on from 1969 to 1973, Cambodia in that 4 years was bombed more than any country on earth in history, including Japan in the Second World War or any other country. No country has been bombed more than that since. So it was an enormous onslaught. Because of that onslaught, the country became extremely polarized, and the attraction of the Khmer Rouge was, I think, became greater as a result of the extremes of the situation. What happened then over the course of the 5 years, because from 1970 to 1975 there was effectively a civil war in Cambodia on which the Americans fought on one side against the Khmer Rouge. In 1975, the Khmer Rouge won, and they came into power. And we know what the results of that power were, but it's very clear, it's very important to understand that America, I think none of this really extreme violence might have taken place had it not been for the general conflict that was the Vietnam War. And obviously America was a big part of that, conflict in Indochina.
Rob Lemkin, Tet Sambat, best of luck to the both of you. I want to thank you both very much for joining us today. The documentary Enemies of the People is screening at the Lumley Music Hall, 9036 Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, starting today. You can find out more about the film at enemiesofthepeoplemovie.com. That's enemiesofthepeoplemovie.com. For Sonali, subversive thought for the day, Robert Fulghum once said, "Peace is not something you wish for. It's something you make, something you do, something you are, and something you give away." That's Robert Fulghum. That's Sonali, subversive thought for the day.